There are so many people who feel that they're losing out in the modern world because people either don't see them or they see them only as members of groups that they feel threatened by. The young people pushing for immigration reform, clinging to DACA and DAPA, hoping to make their way in a country where their future is uncertain, feel that way. The young people in the Black Lives Matter movement feel that way. But so do the coal miners in communities where their present is bleak and they think their future is bleaker. And they think all of us who want to fight climate change don't give a rip about the wreckage of their lives. It's everywhere. When we try to drift apart in an interdependent age, all we do is build up the negative and reduce the positive forces of interdependence. What does set the world on fire mean anyway? It means you can set the world on fire by the power of your imagination, by the gift of your passion, by the devotion of your heart and your skills to make your life richer and to lift others. Or it means you can set the world on fire. You have to decide. But because the world is interdependent, you can't take a pass. I think the future begins by accepting the wonderful instruction of our very first Jesuit Pope. Pope Francis has fostered a culture of encounter. Where my foundation works in Africa, in the hills of Central Africa, nobody's got any kind of wheel transportation, so everybody meets each other on foot. And when people pass each other on paths, and one says, good morning, hello, how are you? The response translated into English is, I see you. I encounter you. You are real to me. Think about all the people today, yesterday, and tomorrow you will pass and not see.